With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Washington and Tehran will hold more negotiations next week over Iran's advancing nuclear program. U.S. Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff and Iran's foreign minister held initial talks today in Oman. Meanwhile, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says President Trump has been steadfast in his opposition to Iran obtaining a nuclear weapon. Former GOP California Congressman John Campbell says President Trump has a lot of work ahead of him in negotiating new trade deals with more than 70 nations.
Each country's industries and things they want to protect of themselves are different. And in each case, what they ship to us is different that we buy from them. So I don't think it's just about China. I think it is about all these other countries.
Campbell says since World War II, the U.S. has been the only country allowing truly free trade. However, the lack of reciprocation has been damaging to many other industries. Also at SRNnews.com, in many states, the concern for measles cases continues to grow.
Indiana has joined five other states with active measles outbreaks. The majority of cases are in Texas. 60 more were reported, and a third measles-related death in New Mexico was made public. At a cabinet meeting, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said,
"Our numbers in this country have now plateaued. And I want to thank CDC for that."
But the virus continues to spread in mostly people who are unvaccinated. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has redeployed a team to West Texas. Health experts fear the virus will take hold in other communities with low vaccination rates, and the spread could stretch on for a year. I'm Ed Donahue.
A vaccination to prevent painful shingles may offer an extra benefit. New research says it may lower the risk of dementia. Doctors have known certain viruses increase risk for dementia, including the virus that causes chickenpox. You'll find more stories online at srnnews.com. Geography remains the biggest factor in America's faith landscape. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
A new poll brings the same old results, namely that Christianity is strongest in the South and Midwest and weakest everywhere else. The Pew survey finds 68% of people in the South say they're believers, as do 64% of those in the Midwest. In the Northeast, only 58% of the populace calls itself Christian, 55% in the far West. The latter two regions also contain the largest percentages of people who are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
USA Fencing has disqualified a fencer from a women's tournament in Maryland after she refused to face an opponent who is a man. Stephanie Turner was competing in a USA Fencing-sanctioned regional tournament at the University of Maryland. Video shows her taking a knee in protest before her match and then being disqualified from the remainder of the event. You'll find more stories online at srnnews.com. There may be a pullback on less polluting buses for school kids.
Hundreds of school districts around the United States may have to abandon plans to require electric buses after an EPA freeze on funding. Some districts who already bought the buses have not yet been reimbursed and wonder if they ever will be. That sparked panic and confusion in districts that must find other ways to cover the costs or delay or cancel their purchases. The freeze also hits companies building and selling the buses. The push for electric buses has long had bipartisan support, with many arguing the transition will help the environment and benefit the health of children while saving districts money over the long run. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Wall Street rallied Friday. The Dow gained 619 points, the S&P 500 ahead 95, and the NASDAQ climbed 337 points. You'll find more details, more stories online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.